This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The new movie Kids offers a frightening vision of teenagers. The kids in this film have no morals and no regard for anything except their own immediate pleasure. My guest is the director, Larry Clark, who also developed the concept of the film. He based it on the lives of young skateboarders he was photographing in Manhattan's Washington Square Park. Clark, who is in his early 50s, has devoted his professional life to taking photographs showing the extremes of teenage life: drugs, violence, and aggressive sexuality. His pictures influenced the look of Gus Van Sant's movie Drugstore Cowboy. Van Sant returned the favor by becoming an executive producer of Kids. This is Clark's first film. The screenplay was written by the 21-year-old Harmony Korine. The story follows one day in the life of a group of friends. The main character, Telly, deflowers two young virgins in the course of the day. That's his specialty. Meanwhile, another girl who he deflowered has just discovered she's HIV positive, and she knows she got it from Telly because he's the only boy she's ever had sex with. These kids do not practice safe sex. In this scene, Telly is talking a young girl into spending some time with him.
Darcy!
Hey.
Hey, what's up? What are you doing right now?
I was just getting ready to take a bath.
Don't take a bath, come swim with us.
Hi, Darcy. Hi, Kim. Hi, Joy.
Come on, come swimming.
Right now?
Yeah, come on.
Hold on.
So that's your new girl, huh?
I hope so for now.
You like him kind of young, right?
I like him new, not like you.
I want to start by asking you to describe the main character in Kids, the character of Telly.
Well, Telly is 17 years old, and he's a skater, skateboarder, he calls himself the Virgin Surgeon, and he likes to deflower virgins, young teenagers, young girls. He thinks in the age of HIV and the kind of diseases that are going around that this will protect him. This is his idea of safe sex.
Having sex with virgins is his idea.
Of safe sex. And and he's the character that drives the narrative in the film.
Is he based on a real person?
Well, he's a composite of some kids that I know. In 1992, I started skateboarding myself with my son, who was about 8 years old then. We were kind of bonding, and also I was just interested in the culture, in the skateboarding culture, because these kids seemed to have an incredible freedom. They could go anywhere on their skateboards. It took a 12-year-old kid to figure out that the whole city was a concrete playground, and you know, no gas money. They just had this board. They could, you know, and it seemed that. That adults looked on these kids as like Hell's Angels. They couldn't, you know, they had this freedom. It kind of scared them, you know. They couldn't really get the kids were out there on their own. I think one thing that was so seductive, or that is so seductive about skateboarding, is no parents. And it's a kind of a sport that can't be organized. It's really an individual a sport. It can't really be taught, you know. You really just have to be out there, you know, doing it on your own. So anyway, I was interested visually in it and also culturally in it, the amount of freedom that these kids had, and so I started hanging out with skateboarders, and I was thinking that I wanted to make a film, and I thought the skateboard kids would be great actors. I wanted to use real kids in the film that I was going to do, and I thought skateboard kids would be the best actors because they're on the street and they're in a lot of confrontations, and they are kind of acting, they are kind of out there, and have to have a front.
Well, the main character who sees himself as the Virgin Surgeon, he's not a particularly handsome kid. He has a very kind of slurred way of speaking.
So do I.
Right. Well, was that intentional? Did you?
No, not at all. You know, but I cast Leo Fitzpatrick as Telly because I liked his voice. You know,
mm-hmm.
It seemed just to be a real voice, and I also liked the way he looked because it was like I see all these teenage Hollywood movies, and the kids are all so generic, and and it's always the same kid. And and you know, films in Europe, probably maybe in France or maybe in some of the maybe somewhere maybe a European film, you might see a kid like this, but normally not. So I was actually casting against the generic Hollywood type of teenagers and trying to do something more real. And the thing about getting girls is that that's what the telly is focused on. That's all he cares about, you know. And guys in life who get a lot of women, that's what they think about. You know, they're focused on that. That's all they care about, and that's why they get them. They're not particularly a lot of guys get a lot of girls. You like to see people out here who are you know womanizers, and they're not particularly a lot of them aren't particularly you know Hollywood handsome. But they're focused. That's what they care about, and so they, you know.
It's like it's his profession or something.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people like that. You know, that's what he cares about. Like Casper, his sidekick in the movie, you know, is smoking pot and drinking and partying, and you know, and is all over the place. Whereas Telly is not a smoking pot and drinking. He's just focused on you know the girls. Focused on the girls. He has his purpose.
You cast Leo Fitzpatrick as Telly. He's not a professional actor, or at least he wasn't until this film. He was one of the skateboarders who you
Not did? At all. He was just a kid. I actually met him at a skate contest at the Brooklyn Banks, which is a famous skate spot in New York, on the Manhattan side of the Brooklyn Bridge, when he was about 14. And I noticed him. He really stood out among these kids.
Why? What stood out about him?
When you're skating and doing tricks, you might practice the same trick over and over again. You might try it hundreds of times, or maybe 1,000 times before you make the trick. So the whole thing is making the trick. So you might spend the whole afternoon trying one trick, missing it 100 times just to make it once. And every time, so like Leo's skating and he's trying a trick, and every time he would miss the trick, which was over and over again, he would throw his board and cuss, and he was very loud, and even at 14 he had this voice. So he just stood out. So I just thought that if I ever made a film, that he would be good in the film. So when I actually did make the film, 3 years later, I thought of him. And he wasn't actually the first Telly. He was actually the third Telly.
What happened to the other two?
The first one got left town and got a little too old, and the second one, his moms wouldn't let him do it, and so Leo kind of rose. I wanted to use Leo in the film, and so he had one part, and then he had a second part, and I kept building him up until finally I said, "I want you to be Telly," and he kind of freaked because he. He said, "That's not me at all. I'm not a ladies' man at all." And Leo's really quite opposite the character, and he'd never acted before. He did an incredible job. I mean, he really brings a menace to the role that is not in his personality at all.
Watching kids, I kept wondering, what does the director really think of the kids in this film? What does he think of the boys in this film? So now I have a chance to ask you, what do you think of them? Do you like them?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think they're just like kids. You know, this is the way teenagers are. This is the way boys are when at a certain age, when they're away from the house and they're away from their parents and they're out on their own just with the kids. There's a certain time in your life that when you have when sex and violence are on your mind a lot. Your hormones are raging, and you're going through this change, and you're trying to figure out who you are, and what's important. Is your friends and your peers and the moment and what's going on. You're not thinking about tomorrow. You're not thinking about the ramifications or the consequences of your actions so much. You're just trying to have fun. And it's kind of like a teenage boy kind of thing. This is kind of the way kids are sometimes. Not all the time. It's a movie, but...
In your movie, kids, these kids basically live in a world without adults. There's no adults with them. out on the streets where they hang out. And there seems to be often no adults even at home.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you see as your role as an adult? Did you want to play the adult and offer advice and make judgments on their behavior when you thought that they were, getting out of line or abusing the girls who they were friends with or having sex with or, you know, beating up on other people? Or did you want, you know, did you want to hold back and be non-judgmental?
Well, my, I was there, you know, and I met the kids and we were friends and all those things came up, you know. I mean, I was there. I got the idea for the film from hanging out and seeing certain things that were going on, right? And but I was there as a friend, and I was into the culture and watching what was going on, and I was observing. And but at the same time, I mean, it was kind of an odd relationship, because I was kind of just one of the guys. And at the same time, I was older, and I would give advice. And I don't really want to get into the kind of advice I gave, because, you know, it was personal. But certainly, yeah, sure. I mean, if things would come up, it was more, you know, I don't really want to talk about that aspect of it so much, you know, because it puts me in a kind of a funny position.
Funny how?
Well, you know, let's just say possibly I would maybe, you know. Maybe I got a couple of kids to go to rehab, you know, about the drug thing, you know, maybe that might have happened.
Larry Clark is my guest, the director of the new film Kids. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Larry Clark, director of the new film Kids. I'm wondering if you had two sets of reactions to the kids. If one set was your reaction as a former teenager,
mm-hmm.
who really understands a rebellious teenage culture, but another reaction as an adult and as a father.
Yes, I did. You know, absolutely. I have a lot of reactions, and when I say that I like the kids, you know, and I like the characters in the film. I mean, they are characters in a film, right? They are composites. They are, I didn't write the film. You know, I met this 19-year-old skate kid named Harmony, who told me that he was going to quit skating and write and, you know, direct films. He was really interested in films, and I asked him to write it. There's a story behind that too, but I mean, Harmony wrote it. I mean, I gave Harmony just the bare outline of what I told you, that that there is a kid, a skate kid, who likes to have sex with virgins, so he won't, you know, get disease, and he likes to be first, and a girl that he has had sex with earlier, and she's the only one he's the only one that she's had sex with, comes up HIV through a series of, somehow we have to get her into a clinic. And then it's a 24-hour movie where you follow the boys through their day, and then you follow the girl trying to find the boy. And that way you can go and, in the film, you can, like, see what happens during the day. You know, they, like, go to raves. There was, like, a lot of raves going on a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. But getting back to the idea of having two separate reactions.
Right.
I had asked you if you had two separate reactions,
right.
One as a former teenager, but then another reaction as an adult and father.
Well, yeah.
So what's the difference between those two reactions?
I think... As a, we're all former teenagers. I guess it's just remembering what you're like back then. You know, remembering what's important to you. You know, remembering about things that are important that aren't, you know, that change as you get older. You know, you have different priorities. You know, you have different things that that have the most meaning to you. As a teenager, you know, you're really concerned about what people think about you and about your friends and about experiencing, having experiences and not missing anything. And as a parent, you know, I mean, it became very important. It is very important for me because I think I'm a good parent to have like total communication with my kids to make sure that when something comes up and there's a chance to have a dialogue with them about something, to talk about something, to give them a life's lesson, to give them the benefit of experience and talk about certain subjects that that might be difficult to talk about, that might, you know, that sometimes you just can't bring them up and say, now we're going to talk about this, you know, this heavy, heavy subject. But there are times when these things come up where it's perfectly appropriate to talk about these. And I just make sure that with my kids that when it comes up that is the time that you talk about it, you know. I have a daughter who's 9 years old, and she won't see the film, you know. I mean,
she won't see the film?
No. She's far too young to see the film.
So you won't let her see the film?
No, of course not. I wouldn't let her see the film, and I don't think that she would want to see the film. It just wouldn't be appropriate. But my son is 12, and I took him to see the film just the other day. And it was good because it brought up a lot of subjects. He'll be a teenager, you know, shortly, and it brought up a lot of subjects that because of seeing the film, we naturally started talking about, and it was quite good.
But I mean, I guess this is what I mean about seeing the kids who you have photographed and made a movie about in two different ways, one as a former teenager and the other as an adult and father.
I don't understand.
As a father of a 9-year-old girl, I mean, mm-hmm. I can imagine you'd be wondering if these same boys who you've been, you know, hanging out with and taking pictures of wouldn't be really trying to take advantage of her if she were a few years older.
Well, what you do is you talk to your daughters and you tell them that, you know, that as a former boy, that guys will say anything, you know, to get in the girls' pants. Girls know this. Girls aren't dumb, you know. Girls know this. They know that it's BS most of the time. But it seems like that when it's a boy that they like, all bets are off, you know. You always know that they're lying until it's someone that you like. You just tell girls, you know, you just talk to your daughters and say that, you know, at some point you're going to lose your virginity, you know. I mean, it's going to happen. And the first time that you have sex, you can be pregnant, you know. You can get a disease that you'll have for the rest of your life. You know, you have to have protection.
In an earlier interview that you gave to a magazine, you said that you yourself went through puberty very late. You described yourself as the last person in Oklahoma to go through puberty. And I couldn't help but wondering if you felt very unhip as a teenager and very slow to go through things that other boys seem to be going through, and if that has increased your interest in trying to kind of photograph, understand, make movies about that kind of teenage culture that maybe you were too much on the periphery of when you were younger. Excuse the cheap psychoanalysis
right,
here.
Yeah. All right. $2. It's $2.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, I think that certainly my adolescence is certainly a reason why I have been interested in doing work about teenagers. I was hip, though. I was very hip. My body was a little slow in catching up. When I didn't start going through puberty at like the age of 13. When most of the other guys were, my father stopped talking to me. He just looked at me and he made a comment, like I had done something wrong, and then he just quit talking to me. And
was he embarrassed?
I have no idea, you know, what his story was, but I got the distinct impression that he didn't like me because of this, and he quit talking to me, and it was. It was very bad for me. You know, it was very painful. I thought I was a freak for a long time.
Hmm.
So I make sure that that I think it's very, very important that that parents, you know, talk to their kids and you know, give them a good, strong self-image, and you know, and I'm trying to parent my kids in the opposite way that I was parented, you know, to see if it makes a difference. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. Who knows? We'll find out. This is my experiment. When you say, you know, like these boys who are trying to get these girls' virginity, I think that's fairly like universal. I think that's what boys want to do, right? I think boys want to have sex with girls. I mean,
it's a question just, of how, you know, how underhanded and deceitful.
Yeah, exactly,
they can
right.
Be in trying to achieve that.
And exactly, you know, and I don't think that this film is, you know, I mean, is glorifying this at all. You see what happens. I mean, there's certainly a, you know, a moral center to this film, and you see that, you know, there are consequences that are going to be paid, you know. You know, as Bob Dylan said, you can play with fire, but, you know, you'll get the bill. And I think that, you know, the bills are going to come due for a lot of characters in this film. I mean, you can see that.
Larry Clark is the director of the new film, Kids. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.